IOM, Iditarod Update.
Northern Air Cargo, with scheduled flights to 13 destinations throughout Alaska and a proud lead dog sponsor of the 2013 Iditarod, we wish all mushers a safe and successful race. Northern Air Cargo, teamwork that delivers.
Rich Seavey and Gnomes Aaron Burmeister and Jeff King are out of Unalakleet and on their way to Shiktulik. Jeff King proves to be a strong contender with the fastest time into Unalakleet, though currently in third position. Seven mushers rest in Unalakleet. A total of 10 mushers have finally reached the coast for 2013's Iditarod Sled Dog Race. Good afternoon, broadcasting from KNOM Studio A. I'm Diane Rosales.
And I'm Joshua Cunningham.
And currently we have our on-the-trail reporter, Lorelei Kneen, in Unalakleet, and we'll go straight to her. Good afternoon, Lorelei.
Hi, Denny. Hi, Josh. I am in Unalakleet, and Martin Boozer just pulled in. Very happy face. His dogs look to be really strong, although he took a long time to get to the coast from Calpeg. But he looks to be in good spirits, and from what I've heard, it sounds like he's going to stay in Unalakleet for a while. And just a little side note from the race, back in the day when mushers used to stay at people's homes along the trail at the checkpoints, Martin Boozer used to stay with a guy in town known as Hoagie Bear, Ellsworth Hagen. And Ellsworth just passed away on March 1st, and Martin just shared a really, I think, touching moment with Ellsworth's son, Tony, down when he parked his dogs. So it marked a historical point in, Iditarod history. Martin was one of the mushers who used to stay at people's homes back in those days, and it was just a touching moment. The mushers used to spend a lot of time in the communities and used to be in the people's homes visiting, eating, and it was just a really special thing to see. And again, Martin Boozer is in Unalakleet. A number of teams are out. And teams are continuing to come in. John Baker is expected very soon, along with Nicholas Petit and Pete Kaiser. So I'll be waiting around to chat with those guys when they do arrive.
And Lorelei, it seems like it's really windy there. What are the conditions like for the mushers arriving into Unalakleet right now?
Yeah, it's a west wind. It's known as I call it the wrong way wind, because Unalakleet is known as, it's not what Unalakleet means, but people say Unalakleet is a place where the east wind blows. And it's a west wind today, which is totally weird, the wrong way wind in Unalakleet. And so the mushers, when they come down the alley, they're getting it in their face. And when people head up to Shiktulik, as the teams head up to Shiktulik, they're going to be feeling it again in their faces. So, yeah, the wind is definitely a factor at this point, and Martin Boozer just came in wearing ski goggles. So, just showing kind of the conditions there, that it's windy, that it's affecting, just the comfort of the race.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with us on the trail on this moment, Lorelei?
Well, again, teams will be coming in and out all day long. I will note that Allie Zirkle had said that perhaps she would blow right through Unalakleet, but obviously she didn't. She stayed here and rested for a while. So, it'll be interesting to see whose teams remain strong heading up to Shiktulik and Koyuk overnight. They're expected into Koyuk, in the middle of the night, and we'll really see kind of whose teams remain strong heading up the coast. So the race continues. The race is really heating up. Again, Jeff King's team looked really good coming in here, along with Jake Berkowitz, who is still here. We expect him to get ready to leave very soon. And then some teams are just coming in looking pretty bad after the wind and snow conditions they saw on the trail. So that's what's going on in Unalakleet, and I guess I'll have more for you tomorrow.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Lorelei Kneen reporting from Unalakleet. Seems like Martin Boozer arrived around 5:07, topping off the top 10 for all the mushers we have right now in Unalakleet. So let's go straight to the leaderboard. Right now, we still have Mitch Seavey in first position. He left General Leclerc going towards Shaktulik. He dropped a dog and left at 3:10 p.m. this afternoon. Aaron Burmeister dropped two dogs on his way from General Leclerc to Shaktulik and left 15 minutes later. And we have Jeff King in third position, arrived into General Leclerc at 1:21 p.m. with 13 dogs. Jake Berkowitz in fourth position, still with 15 dogs, holding strong at 1:23 into General Leclerc. Ali Zirkle in fifth position into General Leclerc with 11 dogs at 1:40 p.m. Ray Reddington Jr. arrived at 1:42 p.m., followed by rookie Yor Lifsef Olsom into General Leclerc at 2:07 with 12 dogs. Didi Jonro broke into the top 10. She was into General Leclerc as of 4:02 p.m. Sunny Lindler arrived at 4:21 with 11 dogs, and Martin Boozer at 5:07 p.m. with 11 dogs.
We still have 20 mushers on their way out of Caltag to Unalakleet, and at 11th spot, Dallas Seavey heading out towards Unalakleet at 9:10 p.m. last night, followed by Jesse Royer at 12:30 a.m. as of this morning in the wee hours. Kotzebue's own John Baker in that 13th spot out of Caltag at 2:30 a.m., and Paul Gebhardt out of Caltag at 3:50 a.m. with 12 dogs. Nicholas Petit out of Caltag at 4 a.m. this morning. Pete Kaiser in that 16th spot, 40 minutes after 5 a.m. this morning, followed by Ken Anderson out at 6:15 a.m. Then Lance Mackey in that 18th spot out at 6:35 a.m. on his way to Unalakleet with 11 dogs. Sim Smith out of Caltag at 7:20 this morning, followed by Brent Sass on his way to Unalakleet at 9:55 a.m. Rookie Josh Kadzow from Fort Yukon out of Caltag at 10:05 this morning, followed by Michelle Williams at 10:05. Then Mike Williams Jr. out of Caltag at 29 minutes after noon, followed by Robert Bunston out of Caltag at 2:11 p.m. And Ramey Smith on his way to Unalakleet as of 2:15 this afternoon.
And we have five mushers resting in Caltag at the moment. In 26th position is Jessica Hendricks with 10 dogs, arrived into Caltag at 10:58 a.m. this morning, followed by Matt Fahler, Boozer's, they say he's riding Boozer's B team of dogs, with 10 dogs, arrived into Caltag at 11:15 a.m. In 28th position is Kelly Griffin, arrived into Caltag at 11:26 a.m. with 11 dogs, and Kelly Meixner into Caltag at 3:23 p.m. with 12 dogs. And topping up our top 30, in 30th position is Kurt Ferrano, arrived into Caltag at 3:32 p.m. with 13 dogs. We also have 13 mushers who are currently on the way from Eagle Island to Caltag. Among these, in 34th position is Aaron Peck. He left at 6:18 a.m. We also have Mike Williams Sr. and Mike Williams Jr. Mike Williams Sr. from Akiak, he left at 11 a.m. with 14 dogs. Richie Deal of Aniak with 12 dogs as of 12:45 p.m. and brother of Lance Mackey, Jason Mackey, with 12 dogs as of 12:58 p.m. on his way to Caltag.
We have six mushers that are still in Eagle Island, including sisters Christy Barrington and Anna Barrington. They were in Eagle Island as of 9:08 this morning, and also including St. Michael's own Louis Ambrose. He is out of the Grayling checkpoint at 3:42 this afternoon. And we have including Louis Ambrose, there are five mushers still out of the Grayling area, followed by Mikael Telpin. He was out of Anvik out as of 3:54 this afternoon. And we have Christine Roloffs. She is in Shagaluk as of 2:08 this afternoon, and three still at the Iditarod checkpoint, actually leaving, including Jerry Willemitzer, at 1:58 as of the 8th of March.
And our Red Lantern for the 2013 Iditarod Sled Dog Race is Cindy Abbott in 61st position. She is our Red Lantern on her way from Iditarod to Shagaluk. She left at 11:47 a.m. this morning. And you know, Josh, the blogosphere has been going crazy this afternoon about Jeff King. He seems to have been keeping quiet and steady so far in the race, and now his team is really showing a good, strong pull. Jeff King just came out of a win from the Kuskokwim 300 and can be assured that he's in this to win it. Many, including blogger Joe Runyon, think he could be in the lead within the next 24 hours. Jeff King posted the fastest 85-mile run from Caltech in 11 hours and 31 minutes on his way to Unalakleet. That's 1 hour faster than Mitch Seavey and 2 hours faster than Aaron Burmeister. However, just to keep in mind, we must factor in the change in weather over the last 24 hours and where these mushers were at that point in the storm. Also, keep in mind the hard work of being up in the front. Being in the lead means you have to break trail a lot of the time, as Martin Buzzard knows. And as Jeff King, who was by the Iditarod checkpoint about 12 hours behind when Martin Buzzard was leading, now sits strong in third place. Stay tuned after our Iditarod update for interviews with Jeff King and Aaron Burmeister, and Laura Lykanen caught up with them in Unalakleet. So, Josh, what do the trail conditions look like now that these mushers are on the coast and they're heading on their way to Nome this week? So what should we expect for them within the next few hours?
Well, taking a look ahead, visiting the official Iditarod website, and Don Bowers Jr. does a great job of detailing what the trail looks like. And the first 25 miles on the way to Shaktuluk from Unalakleet is a wooded area, but it eventually clears out to be open coastline. Bowers also mentions that winds can traditionally be brutal as mushers near Shaktuluk, so that's something we're going to want to keep an eye on as mushers make their way to Shaktuluk up the coast.
And what about the weather? I know we talked a bit with Lorelei Kanin and Unalakleet, and she said it was winds, west winds, east winds, and it's pretty windy up this coast. What does the weather look like for the next few days?
Indeed, winds is definitely something we're keeping an eye on. According to Weather Underground, mushers can expect a cloudy night ahead of them in Unalakleet with a low of 3 degrees and winds coming from the northwest, so in the mushers' faces, at 5 to 15 miles an hour. And looking to ahead at weather in Shaktuluk, it's going to be a low of 3 degrees tonight anticipated with a wind chill as low as minus 6 degrees. Winds again coming from the north at 5 to 15 miles an hour.
And, you know, the winds really seems to be a big issue for the coast, especially for mushers who are not used to racing in these kinds of winds. I believe it was Anchorage Daily News who, and I quote, said, "The coast is a sort of ominous place for those who don't live up there, because their dogs are not used to racing or training in these conditions, so there's a reputation for, quote-unquote, bad weather," which for Alaskans means many, many things. And there was also a quote from Ali Zirkel who said, "As you go farther and farther down the trails, things start falling apart for everyone, and it's kind of tricky that way. So you may have been pulling really strong up to this point, but then you get to the coast and you're really tested. And you're really tested both yourself and your dogs. And see if we can make it up there." Now, mushers have hit the coast. Excitement for the race is certainly more and more palpable in this region. Nome is already full of visitors, eagerly awaiting the first mushers to cross the Burled Arch for the 2013 Iditarod race.
And speaking of the Burled Arch, it was officially set in place earlier today, Front Street in Nome, and it's blue skies, a beautiful day in Nome, and plenty of tourists and photographers admiring the Burled Arch, anticipating. You can feel the excitement growing here at the finish line in Nome.
And we certainly look forward to these mushers passing through the Burled Arch within the next few days. For your Iditarod update, this has been Diane Rosales.
I'm Joshua Cunningham.
Stay tuned to KNOM for full interviews with Jeff King and Aaron Burmeister. For more KNOM Iditarod coverage, visit us on the web, www.knom.org. The next KNOM Iditarod update will be at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.